Fuck yeah.
You don't throw this number unless you order for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
Like, I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
motherfucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fuck up.
Hey, what happened?
Fuck up.
Following me, that's what happened.
Shut up. Fuck.
I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman. Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, bro.
Shut up.
All right.
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Bring it. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fucking kill
your ass, bitch. You understand me?
Don't you call this
motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Bring your punk ass here, nigga.
Shut up. Bring your punk ass here. Please. So I can beat the shit out of you and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth that the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened? Fuck you.
Oh, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me a cunt. Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
I'm not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick, cunt. Fucking piece of shit.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
Hey everybody, how you doing? My name is Dwight and I'm here to do prank calls for you, and we're doing the birthday show today. Yay! Woo! Where's the applause? I could hit the Oh, that's all the applause we can get going? What the fuck? Let's get this one. Ah, there we go. Alright, we're gonna do some calls here for about 3 hours. And then after that time, I'm going to go and switch over and go hang out with Hyphonics on his stream and do community calls if he's still on, or community calls is what Axpa does. Community trolling.
Happy birthday, Blake.
Oh, hey.
Happy birthday, White Machine.
Got a robot.
Happy birthday, big one.
Thanks there, horny. Yeah. I booked a big party at Chuck E. Cheese. Everybody's invited to come after the show. We're going to watch Hyphonics on the big screen, and we're going to help do community trolling from Chuck E. Cheese. It's going to be great.
Pizza frisbees.
It's going to be great. We're going to have so much fun. Hello?
Who is this?
Hi. We're with the Lemon Bar Brigade. We're the Lemon Bar guys, and we're going to bring you some right now.
You're bringing me lemon bars?
Yeah, I got a whole... We went to the homeless shelters. We took all their lemon bars. We then came and put them into a big dump truck. And do you have space in front of your home? We're just going to dump them and go.
Yeah, sure. Just like a chip drop, huh?
What's that?
Oh, I just had a dump truck drop off mulch in my driveway. So yeah,
mulch.
Same thing, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
So do you have an addiction to lemon bars? Is that what the problem is?
I've just been waiting for them for a long time, you know. It's been a real problem.
Make them? Do you just rely on other people to do all the work for you? Are you a lazy?
I'm not lazy. I am otherwise engaged, and I don't cook or clean. So, I have people for that.
You have people. Well, what are you busy with? What are you so busy you can't make a lemon bar? What's so important during your day that you can't look up a recipe? What is it? The TikTok these days? You can't learn to make a lemon bar from TikTok? What's going on?
Oh my God. No, I just don't cook. I refuse to cook.
Oh yeah. Most of my day I go on TikTok and I watch this guy. His name's Hyphonics and he does Omegle stuff. He's very famous. Very famous.
That's awesome. Yeah. No, I actually convinced my wife for like 3 years that I didn't know how to cook. And then, I blew my cover one day when it was her mother's birthday.
Wait a second. Your wife, but you're a woman.
Yeah, and?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta have a wife around to do the cooking and cleaning.
Did you misspeak? Oh, you're in a poly thing. I thought maybe you were a lesbian or something. Oh, you're in a poly relationship. Okay. So you pulled this off for how many years?
3 years.
3 years. I'd hate to be around you because I bet you fake orgasms spectacularly and nobody knows. I mean, for 3 years.
Oh, never.
I mean, I can see like 6 months. Like she never even walked in and like saw you like doing pots or pans, you know, putting like mac and cheese or nothing. I mean, you're a stone cold killer. I'm telling you. Look at you.
I just like to eat really good food, and I don't like to clean up. So
all right. What's your favorite thing to eat? Besides
my favorite thing to eat.
I was gonna go. Well, I was gonna like go somewhere either. For a second, but I pulled back.
I felt that. I felt it.
I got the pee out, but then I stopped.
Oh my goodness! Who is this?
Oh, I just do prank calls on the internet, and I found your phone number. So
found my phone number.
Yeah. Though I saw you talking about lemon bars, and I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I could probably muster up some lemon bars.
Now I got my hopes up. Now I'm heartbroken because that probably means there's no lemon bars in my future.
I mean, if you want to be, you want some lemon bars to show up. I mean, I could probably do that because I thought I had your address too, but.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not going to do that. That's rude.
That's rude.
I mean, why are you still waiting if you had a bunch of slaves to do your lemon bar duties?
Oh. I'm just
busy. Call you again, you little asshole.
Why would you yell at me like that?
Oh my goodness.
Was that your wife?
Oh yeah, totally.
Well, somebody just called me a little a-hole and told me not to call again. Tell her to get off the other line.
Oh my goodness. Who is this?
My name is Dwight, and I'm a janitor. I'm a janitor. Huh? Yeah, and I do prank calls.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm
a reformed criminal, and.
I mean, aren't we all?
And my regular job at McDonald's is not allowing me to pay my restitution back quick enough so I can get off of probation. So I'm doing this. People are paying me money to do calls, and they're like, dance, monkey, dance. And so I got to do it in order to pay it off so I can get off of probation.
Yeah. Hey, I feel you. Like, I've been there, man. You know, I've been there.
Yeah. You seem zesty, but I'm not sure what type of zest you are. Are you a lemon? Are you a key lime?
Definitely lemon. I'm definitely into the lemon bars. So let's go with lemon. Yeah.
Okay.
Zestfully.
Yeah. So you're zestfully lemon then?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You want to do a prank call?
I add a little touch of lavender. lavender lemonade. Like, yeah, that's the bomb.
Right. You want to do a prank call?
Sure.
Okay. Give me a second. We're going to call Brenda. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm trying to reach Ed.
Speaking.
Hey, Ed. Glad to talk to you, man. I'm sorry if I rang your phone too many times, but it's kind of important.
Okay.
I need to get an inspection set up, like ASAP. We have some homeless holes that need to be inspected.
Some what?
Some holes. Some homeless holes.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Like in the building, there's holes where the homeless have come in. And I got to get them inspected to see the integrity of the structure.
That's not anything that we do. Oh. We do home inspections for people buying homes.
Yeah, but I'm homeless and I need it inspected. I won't have a home until you inspect it.
Okay. You'll have to call our office on Monday. I don't handle the schedule. Okay. As if your cell number,
Who's who's the big boss man? Is it you or is it James?
I don't know who James is.
You don't know James with the same last name?
Yes, but he doesn't work for me.
That's not what he told me. He told me he was the big Bodmash.
Okay. I'm not sure who you are, but you can call the office.
No. He said...
Yeah.
Hello? I was trying to reach Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that Robert?
Yeah.
Hey, all right. Listen, I'm over here with the office. We just noted. Did you take your PO box and not bring it back?
Did what?
Your PO box. You know number 314.
Yeah,
number 314. Did you take it home with you and not bring it back?
What are you talking about?
Well, there's a hole, a big gaping hole. We went to go put some packages into your P.O. box here, and it looks like you took it home with you and you didn't bring it back.
No?
So you didn't take it?
My P.O. box is 51.
Right. So did you take it with you?
Are you talking about in
the Springs?
In Russell Springs, my wife has one.
Yeah.
314.
Yeah, that's hers. But we're talking about 51. Yeah. We're talking about 51.
Yeah. What about it?
It's gone. We're trying to figure out where it's at.
What's gone?
There's just a space. Like, you follow it. So I was putting in mail. And I was putting in packages. I'm like, all right, 49, 50, and then it's 52. 51 is gone. It's just a space. There's nothing.
There's no door on it or anything?
The whole box is gone.
How could it come off of there?
I don't know. I was trying to figure it out. I was trying to see if you took it home with you and you're using it for something. Like, was something too heavy?
How could it come out? I stick a key in it and open the door. That's the only thing I know about.
Yeah,
but
how far left did you go when you unlocked it to the left? Did you do one click or two clicks? Because two clicks will unhook it and you take it.
I didn't know that. I didn't know anything about that. I'm trying to think the last time I was there, maybe Thursday.
Thursday? Yeah. Well, I haven't been here since Thursday.
That's the last time I was there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm playing catch up right now with the PO boxes, and like I said, 49, 50, 52.
I don't know anything about it. I had some... I had a couple of keys in there for some packages in the locker. And that was the only thing in there.
It was in the locker? You put the P.O. box in the locker?
No. There were a couple of keys to unlock a locker.
Well, hang on. Let me look at this real quick. 49, 50, 50 and a half, 52. Yeah, it's gone.
I'm just going to tell you,
I guess, because I don't have a space to put your mail and your packages. I'm going to throw it on the floor.
Can't do that.
Well, I mean, there's nothing for me to put it in there, so I'm going to just put my hand through the hole where yours should be, and I'm just going to drop it.
What's going on here, man? This call comes up California. You're not. I mean, who are you?
No. Well, it goes through the routing, the office routing centers, and then it routes it to you. So I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. You want? I don't know what you expect of me. Like, normally, what I do is I open the door, I place the mail inside, and then I close the door.
What's your name? There's nobody in Jamestown Post Office.
My name's Jared. Yeah, no, that's I work at night. It's not open to the public. It's not open to the public right now. I'm doing stuff around here.
Man, I don't know what you're. You know who you are. What you're about.
But listen. You know. 49, 50, 52. What is there not to understand about this? And so when I open door, put mail in, close door, lock door, well, I have nothing to put here.
They got postal inspectors that fool around with, you know, anybody playing games in the post office. So
I'm working. Games, I'm not playing games. I'm working. You'll be talking to some federal authorities. I'm working.
You'll be talking to federal authorities. You know what it's like in a federal prison? They got space down in McCreary County.
No.
You don't work for the post office.
Oh, my God. I don't know what you don't understand. 51
There's nothing
is
to
gone.
Understand. You're some mental case calling me up at 10:30 at night talking this bullshit.
I don't think you're qualified to make it a mental evaluation on me, sir.
Okay. Well, I think you are.
You think
I got your number. So.
You do not?
Yeah, I got.
You do not.
I got friends in high places. We'll check you out.
Why are you making threats now?
We'll check you out.
I'm just concerned about your mail storage.
You might be concerned about how you can stay out of a federal penitentiary.
Asshole.
Okay, and how do I stay out of the penitentiary? The penitentiaries. Hello? Finish your thought. Don't leave me hanging.
You're hanging. You're pretty deep right now. I got your number. This conversation is recorded.
Don't tell my mom. Don't tell my mom.
I mean, you got one foot in my mom's federal pen right now.
No, listen, I'm 17 and my mom's going to be pissed.
You got one foot right now.
No, please. No, please don't.
Misrepresenting a federal employee.
Don't tell my mom. She's going to be mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to go to the federal one, like you said, but I can't go to juvie again.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to the juvenile hall. They said if I come back one more time that they were going to throw the key away.
You're sick, buddy.
I'm just asking that you don't tell.
You're sick.
You just don't tell my mom.
Yeah, you're sick. You know what telephone harassment?
I don't know what it is.
That's a state crime. Telephone harassment. I got your number.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
That's my mom. Don't tell her, please. Don't tell my mom.
Who's this?
This is the guy I just called, Mom, and he wants to tell you something.
And who's this?
It's okay. Go ahead. Tell on me, old man. You said you were going to put me in federal jail. Tell my mom why I got to go to jail now.
I'm sorry. What is it? This is the wrong number.
No, Robert's not. You're not going to talk to my mom now, Robert? You were a big tough guy it's a second wrong... ago. Yeah, mom, this guy's
very,
a jerk.
You're a very, very disturbed individual. You got mental problems. And what you're doing is illegal. It's called harassment.
I'm sorry, what is that?
Using an electronic device for harassment.
No, I don't know. I just got this call from your number. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Are you happy? You had your opportunity to tell my mom, and then you didn't. So I don't think you got – you know what? I don't think you got the balls to do it now. I believed you at first, and I was going to turn myself into my mom, and then you had the opportunity, and you're scared of my mother. My mother holds power over you. Are you chewing a Werther's hard candy? What's going on? All right. I gotta kick him out before he reveals the number. All right, but if he calls back, we'll talk to him again. All right.
Great job, man. Fishing, man.
You know what he's gonna think? He's gonna think that he scared the shit out of me because I disconnected the call. He's gonna be tempted to call back.
He might, yeah.
But that was perfect timing by that woman. I think that woman was a missed phone call, and so it was coming in. So I just put her in with him. Played perfectly into the prank.
Yeah,
I wish
he thought he was accusing her.
Yeah, I wish that he would have told.
Was snapping or something? Yeah,
no fucking idea what was going on.
I wish he would have told on me. That would have been awesome too.
That was so convincing. Yeah. I didn't realize that. That was cool. Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, Jesus, you came in hot. Is that Annette?
No, it is not.
Who is it is? What your name is?
This is... who are you calling?
I was trying to reach Annette.
Annette who?
Ro?
Well, this is her mother. What do you need?
Oh, well, I was waiting on her outside. I thought I was calling her cell phone. I don't know how I called yours. But
outside, we're at outside.
Oh, we're at the gas station. We're buying rubbers. We're gonna fuck.
You go. You need help with the Lord.
We're trying to procreate. We're spreading the seed.
Have sex. Touch it.
Woo, she came in high. I don't know what that was about, but she
boy.
She grabbed that
right on the page.
She grabbed that phone like, "Who is this? That Isaac?"
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, you live in that trailer, right? Right there at that intersection.
Who's this?
Well, this is Dwight.
Oh, okay.
I live across the street in the house. You know what I'm talking about? Across the street, like right across from you.
From me?
Yeah, we got those bushes in between us, but your trailer is sitting there. It keeps playing peekaboo with my house, and I don't like it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it keeps poking its little trailer ass around the bushes, and it goes peekaboo, and then it goes back. Bullshit.
Who is this?
It's Dwight.
Dwight, who?
Hey, listen. Listen. Don't play no games. Hello?
Yeah.
You better not have hung up on me, you son of a bitch. I'm a big, important man.
How are you now?
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to mess with a big boy like me. I got about three bills. I got about three bills on me, and I'm about a 6 foot and a 2 inches. And I'll tell you what, boy, I'm a big motherfucker. So you tell your trailer to quit flirting with my house. Your trailer's low class. It's all rusted, yeah. Rusted and full of shitholes.
Yeah.
Are you going to clean that yard up anytime soon?
No, I'm not.
Why you got all that shit all over the yard?
Because I feel like
it. I would tell that dog to shut the fuck up before I tie a bow around its nuts.
Where you at, boy?
I'm calling from my house. I'm looking out the window. I see you wandering around. Go back in your trailer.
Yeah, I bet you do. Let's come see if you do.
Go see if what? What are you doing? What are you doing? Hey, there's no need for that. Are you in the truck?
How about you tell me where you're really at?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not even at that house though. Tell me where you're really at.
I'll be right there. We'll just land this real quick, boy.
I was looking at your antique ass trailer on Google Earth, and I just wanted to let you know that it's stupid.
I don't care about none of that. Where are you at?
Why don't you move to the left, and you'll see me. Get out of that truck.
If you could tell me it really was, then I would be right there on that ass.
I'm not gay.
No, but I'll fill your ass full, bitch.
Listen, do you want to ejaculate inside of me for money? Because I will do that.
No, I'll cut your fucking head off. What I'll do.
No, I want you to pull down your little panties and insert.
I'll hang your fucking head on the fucking spear in my yard, boy.
No, I want you to insert inside of me. I want you to spread my cheeks and go in.
Come on over here, and I will. I'll spread your fucking guts all over my yard, boy.
You'll wear a condom, though, right? We'll be protected.
No, I'll burn your fucking ass. Come on over here, bitch.
You're gonna brand me? Let me find out
who this is. You a gone motherfucker. Boy.
I'm gonna get in my car too. Look at this. Look, you're not the only one. You're not the only one with the car.
Come on.
Where you want to meet? I'll meet you wherever. I'll meet you wherever. Where you? Oh shit, motherfucker!
If you wouldn't touch a faggot, you wouldn't call it. You wouldn't be doing ignorance.
You made me crash my car.
I'll fucking die, bitch.
No, I have airbags. I've got a Prius. Airbags save lives.
Gurgle on your fucking blood, motherfucker.
You ever been beat up by a man that drives a Prius?
Bitch, I'd beat your fucking head in fucking less than 2 seconds.
Listen, you drunkard. Why don't you go back in, have another Bud Light and calm down.
I don't drink beer, you goofy son of a bitch.
Oh, what do you drink? Semen?
Drink a damn thing, you fucking illiterate motherfucker.
You even got a degree? I got a fucking degree.
Degrees ain't shit, bitch.
Uh-huh.
They're a fucking way of the world to fucking train your ass, and you fucking read their doctrine, motherfucker.
Yeah, why do you sound like that? How drunk are you? It's probably...
You're a dumb son of a bitch. Why don't you come on over here, bitch, if you know where I'm at? That way I can fucking take you out.
Oh, what are you, mad because I know where you're at?
Come on, you fucking...
You're just mad because I know where you're at and you don't know where I'm at. Shut up.
It don't matter where... I don't give a fuck if you know... Come on over here, bitch, if you know where I'm at.
Oh, yeah?
Come on!
Listen, let's make a deal.
Come on.
If I come over there...
Come on, you fucking pussy-ass motherfucker.
Listen.
Let me lay some God and come on over here, bitch. I'll turn you into Swiss cheese.
If I come over there, you're not going to punch me in the face, right? That's the rules.
No, I'm
going
to turn you into fucking Swiss cheese, bitch. Do you understand my language?
No,
come
I don't.
Come the fuck on. I'll be waiting on you.
No. Hello?
Fuck you, bitch.
Hey, no, them are fighting words now. I won't tolerate this.
Why don't you find Jesus Christ? Because you're going to need him after I get through with you, bitch.
Jesus Christ isn't real. He's a fictional character just to make you behave.
Fucking piece of pussy ass shit. Get on over here,
fuck
bitch.
Fuck you and your dog. Fuck you and your dog.
You ain't nothing but a queer faggot. You suck balls every day, you faggot.
fucking weak bitch.
That's a little redundant, isn't it?
Come on over here, you motherfucker. I'll turn you into a goddamn air conditioner. Come on, son.
You're going to turn me into an air conditioner?
Goddamn right. Come on.
I bet you like country music, too, don't you, boy?
Don't be scared of fucking don't. Come on.
Hey, no, listen. Tell me what is your favorite country music song?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you okay? Is that Jackie or Kathy?
This is Kathy.
Hey, Kathy. I just wanted to let you know I left a note on the front door. I'm going to borrow your tractor for a little bit, and I'll be back.
You're going to do what?
I put a note on your front door. I borrowed your tractor, and I'll bring it back in a little bit.
Borrowed my tractor? I don't own a tractor.
The tractor that was in the yard.
The tractor that was in the yard, we don't own a tractor.
Oh, no, that's okay. You're misunderstanding. I'm calling the car a tractor. Everything with wheels is a tractor to me.
What car are you talking about?
The one that was out front, the one that was easy to hotwire. I didn't want to bother you. I didn't want to bother you to get the keys.
Who is this?
Oh, it's Dwight. I left a note, so everything's okay. It's on the up and up. It's all kosher. But I'll be back in, I don't know, 2-3 days.
Oh, I don't think you're right. I think you got the wrong person. I don't know whose vehicle you're hotwiring, but it ain't mine, I don't think.
I took it. Yeah. No, I took it.
So you took my car, but it's sitting out in the front yard.
I just brought it back.
How stupid do you think people
is? I just brought it back. Go feel the hood. It's warm.
Oh, you're about. I don't know what your deal is, but.
Why are you yelling at me like an uncivilized vampire?
Well, why are you calling and acting stupid here at 15 minutes to 11 telling somebody you stole their car, you hotwired their car? Why do you think people are yelling?
The tire's flat. I had to bring it back.
Oh, the tire's flat on it now, huh?
Yeah, on the back driver's side, rear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why are you so skeptical? I brought the car back. It's got a half a tank of gas. I at least put that in it.
Well, if you bought it back, how come you just got through saying it'll be back in 3 days?
I said,
where
it
you
would,
at?
I'm down what the road. I'm walking. Own? I'm walking. I got my hooves on.
Oh, whatever. Go to bed.
I put an air freshener in there, too, because it smelled like feet.
Go to bed.
We lost the patient.
Yeah. Damn it. Damn it, damn it. I thought when I looked at this, they had a tractor. I had to try to recover real quick. I was pretty sure they had a fucking tractor. Damn it.
Hello.
Hi. Is that Gregory?
Hey, listen, you stupid motherfucker. Don't you call back my goddamn number again.
Hey, listen, motherfucker. You need to move your trailer three feet to the
left.
Let me
tell you something, you fucking...
Move it!
You cocksucking, dick-sucking motherfucker. Don't you call me back.
Oh, my God, you're racist.
Fucking telemarketer.
I ain't telemarketing nothing. Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Even if I was a telemarketer, why would you yell that at someone? Oh. I'm kind of...
Insensitive pig.
I'm kind of... That's the type
you
of...
You got an awful sword, Dwight.
That's the type of man that'll fuck his own sister.
Hello?
Hi, is that Julie?
It's Julia.
Okay, and is Jimmy there?
Yeah, who's there?
Well, he said he was going to come meet me and pay me back that $500 he owes me.
Oh, fuck off. It's Dan.
Whoa, Jimmy. Jimmy, what the fuck, dude? I helped you out. Julia, he's just acting like this because he didn't want you to know about it, and I gave him the money on the hush-hush, and now he's over here acting a fucking fool.
Over where?
He was supposed to meet me at Walmart.
Who's supposed to meet you at Walmart?
Jimmy was supposed to meet me at Walmart.
Well,
Were you supposed to meet someone
at a bar? He said he needed the $500 because he's been gambling again.
It's really funny, though. It's really good. It's really good.
Hello?
It is.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yeah? Someone just called me from this number.
Nobody called you from this number.
Someone just called me from this number.
Fuck off. Go away. Hang up.
Hello? Hello?
Someone just called me from this number.
Yeah, are you driving currently?
Am I what?
Are you driving? Are you in a car?
No, I'm in a bar.
You're in a bar? Okay. Well, I just wanted to let you know, because I looked and I did a reverse search on the license plate number. I just bumped into your car outside, and I'm very sorry about it.
No, you did not.
I rear-ended it. I've been drinking a little bit, and I was trying to back out.
Okay, where at, Ben? Where does happen at?
I'm outside the bar. I'm still in the parking lot, but I didn't know who you are, and I didn't know. So this is the best way to contact you.
Okay, so I'm coming out there right now, and I'll be right there.
All right. Well, how long, though? What do you look like so I know it's you?
No, I'm not telling you what I look like. I'm coming out there.
Well, you're coming out here you're coming out here anyway, so where's the harm?
Exactly right, but don't worry about what I look like. Who are you?
Oh, my name is Dwight, and my car had intercourse with your car.
I think you're a stupid son of a bitch is what y'all are.
No. Listen, you're drunk. You don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not fucking drunk. I'll tell you that right fucking now.
You're drunk. You're belligerent. You're exhibiting behaviors unbecoming of a woman. Hello? Are you coming out here or what? Okay. I ain't got all goddamn night.
Motherfucker, I am out here.
I got someone to go fuck.
Well, you can go fuck them.
No, I'm a fuck woman. Big old woman. So what are you doing? Why are you getting drunk on a Saturday night by yourself? What's the matter? What'd they do to you? Who hurt you?
What's it matter?
Well, it matters to me. Do you want a shoulder to cry on?
No, I don't want a shoulder to cry on.
You sound cute.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, well, describe. What type of public hairs do you have?
So I'm out here where my car is, and there's nobody here.
I know. I didn't really hit your car. I just didn't know how to do the ice breaking. I wanted to flirt with you a little bit first before I introduced myself. So I made up a story.
So introduce yourself. Don't you call here again, you little asshole.
So, how'd you get my fucking phone number?
Because I have one of those phone scammers. You know how your credit card, it can transmit when you pay? Well, your phone does the same thing with the Bluetooth. And so I scanned it, and they gave me the ID. And so I walked away like a gutless punk and decided to make contact with you from afar.
So you're in California?
No, it's just a cell phone. I used to live out there.
Oh, so what county are you in?
Huh?
Where are you at?
I don't just know that I could be there in like 15 minutes if I wanted to. But like, are you single?
Yeah, I am.
And why? You sound, like I said, you sound cute in the face.
Because I can't find no right kind of guy because they're all dickheads.
Lisa, I could be the right man for you.
Sounds like you've got a woman there. Why would you want to treat her like that?
No, that was TV.
That wasn't a fucking TV.
That was TV. I was watching Law and Order. I was watching Law and Order SVU. If I come in, could we line dance?
Sure.
All right. Like, because I got, like, about $25 more dollars to my name we could drink on. And all that. Did you move bars? What bar are you at?
Oh, you said you know where I was at.
Yeah, yeah, but you sound like you may have moved.
No, I haven't moved.
You haven't moved. Okay. All right. Are you still at Peeps or are you down at Jamestown?
Huh? I'm not in Jamestown.
You're not at Peeps?
Peeps.
Yeah, Peeps Barbecue.
No.
Oh. Well, you did move then. So what do I have to do to be a decent gentleman for you? What do I have to do?
Well, first of all, why don't you tell me your name?
My name is Dwight.
Dwight who?
Yeah, it's Dwayne Johnson. Everyone likes to joke around and call me the criminal when I don't even have a record. But they're like, oh, is Dwayne the criminal?
So what are you wanting with me? What do you call me for?
I want to take you to the movies.
I don't do movies. That sucks.
Oh, I agree. For first date, movies is not a good selection. Food, dinner, you have to eat.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Where do you like to go? What type of food are you into? Are you open to trying new foods, or do you usually you just like a steak and potatoes type of girl?
I like anything. Pizza is my favorite.
Pizza? Okay. This might be a deal breaker. What is your forbidden pizza topping? The topping you can't even live with.
What kind of topping?
Yeah, like if somebody put this topping on a pizza, you would beat them up.
I don't know. I like everything on my pizza.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm kind of the same way. I don't want anchovies, so I don't want that. Hang on. I'm heading back to the bar. Oh, shit.
Keep your eyes on the road.
What is all that noise?
I just crashed the car. For real this time, though.
No, you did not. No, you didn't.
Oh, not your car, my car.
It's my car, no, you dude. Didn't. I let you drive it.
Yeah, this guy's an Uber driver. He let me drive.
Now, who is that, huh?
It's going to be
the Uber driver. Yeah. I let him drive.
He wants to go on our date, too.
What you look like? Are you like THICC thick, or what's the story there?
No, I'm not a fat ass. I'm skinny, long black hair.
Ooh.
I didn't say fat. I said thick.
Ooh.
You know how the. Jeez.
Ooh.
You can look me up on Facebook.
Oh,
Lisa Man.
All right, hang on. I'm gonna do it. Give me a second. Let me get my Google out. Hang on.
Yeah, two people just said she sounds hot.
I mean, she's got a sultry voice. Do you work for a housing agency?
No, that's a different Lisa Man.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Hang on. I work for the Donta.
Oh, don't give out too much information. Not too much. An orthodontist?
Adonta.
I don't know what that is.
An Adonis? And like that, a very attractive man. For all those people in the background, could you tell them to shut up?
No, I can't. I'm at a fucking bar.
Okay, we'll make a loud announcement to shut up.
I don't think so. It's not my place to tell you people to shut the fuck up. That's what they're here for, to have a good time.
Oh.
I didn't say shut the fuck up. I said shut up, so you made it rude.
Well, I say it the way I see it.
Kiss your mommy with that mouth.
What?
That's the bartender if Hugh Mann is there. You want to find that guy.
Find who?
Hugh Mann.
I can't find
Lisa Withers man.
I can't
find... Lisa...
Oh, okay, I found Lisa it. Lisa Withers man. All right. Calm down. I found it. All right. Give me a second. All right, hang on. What are they doing there? Are they line dancing?
How'd you get my phone number? And what you? I mean, what are you calling me for? What do you want?
To date, for dating. I almost said intercourse, but I didn't want to say intercourse.
Well, you and that guy fuck.
He's Uber. He's Uber. He's okay. He's pliable.
Yeah, I got the job because I have a face. That was all it required.
He's a face.
Well, I'll call y'all back in a few minutes. I am gonna go back in here and dance a while.
Okay, what happened? Did Larry break your heart?
What?
Did Larry break your heart? What happened?
Larry.
Yeah.
Larry who?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do fucking know.
Just go chug a beer for me and call me back.
Yeah, don't dance too close to other men. So we haven't decided.
Yeah, yet. So he's in jail, exactly. In Russell County jail.
What'd he do?
Yes.
Did he beat you up? What happened?
I'm not saying nothing.
I'll just go look.
So much happened. I couldn't tell it all.
All right, I got an idea. I got an idea to get him out.
What?
Get him out of jail.
Are y'all his buddies that he was living with?
No.
Yeah, so what you got to do is you got to bake a cake and then put little saw blades in the cake, and then you bring the cake to the jail. Like, hey, I got a cake for Larry. Late at night, Larry can saw at the bars with the little saws in the cake.
I changed my phone number and everything. So how did y'all get my phone number?
Oh, we're not with him. We want to fix you. Clyde Cash wants you to come to the mansion.
What?
Yeah, he's got a nice place. We could fix you. We'll make you whole again.
I've got a nice home.
I know, but we'll make you whole.
Make me a whole?
No, whole. WHOLE. Like put you back together, like Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah.
I am put back together since he's out of my life.
Yeah, but we can always improve you more. We can fix her. We can make her better. You'll be more complete when we're done with you.
Okay, well, I'll just call y'all back in a few minutes.
All right, that sounds good. We'll be here.
All right.
We'll be here. I love it.
Right.
I love you.
All right.
I love you.
Uh-huh, I love you too. Bye.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, don't grind on other men.
Hello?
Hi. I want to make an order.
Hi. What do you want?
I want some chicken biryani.
That's already closed, my brother.
Then why'd you answer the phone, motherfucker?
Yo, motherfucker, they called me, no, that's too late, bro. Motherfucker, suck my dick.
Marachod.
Shut the fuck up,
Hey, listen, chutia.
Yo, why you use that word, bro? I told you, my bro, the restaurant is closed. You know, the 12 o'clock?
Hey, I'm not the one who used the N-word, Haram Jarikuta, you know?
You my pussy, suck my dick.
He was not finished with that card, so he threw it again.
Ooh.
It's just making me have to edit a lot of shit.
Kind of upset, I'd say.
Wow.
I've been waiting to do that. Why did you answer the phone then, motherfucker calls? I love those.
Yeah. That one worked good, man. Bait tookin'.
Good evening, Big Mouth by Window.
Hi, I have a problem with a toilet in my room.
What's wrong with the toilet?
Well, I've been drinking a little bit, and so I'm not even gonna bother trying to lie to you. I put my sheets from my bed in the toilet to try to clean them, and I accidentally hit the lever and they sucked them in, and now they're stuck. And I flushed the handle and water comes.
What did you just say?
I spilled nugget sauce from McDonald's on my sheets, so I put them in the toilet to try to clean them, because when you pull a lever, it spins like a washing machine, like the water goes around. But now it's stuck, and it went down into the toilet, and when I hit the lever, the water goes up now instead of down.
So you can't pull the sheet out?
No, I hit this, and now the water just comes up and it goes over the top and on the floor.
So where's the sheet?
In the toilet. There's only like
what room are you in?
See, I flush it like this. And then
stop flushing it.
There's only a quarter, like a corner still sticking out above the rim. And
of what? The sheet?
Yeah. Did I tell you?
So you have to pull a sheet out.
Did I tell you when I flush it, the water goes? See, I flush it, the water comes up.
No, stop flushing it.
But the water comes up. And it doesn't go down.
God. What room are you in?
Where did I find that at? I'll tell you. Where did I find the number? I forgot.
On your key card?
The door? I gotta get the door. Hang on. I'm gonna go to the door and look. Give me a second. I got something I gotta do first. Yeah, no, it just keeps... It keeps coming up.
Bro, stop flushing it.
I didn't flush it. You just did flush it. I'm going to the door. Hey, God. Oh. Where are my shoes? I took my shoes. There's nothing. I don't see anything on the bathroom door.
So where's your key card? What room are you in?
I had it in my jeans, but I don't even know where the jeans are now. Wait, hang on. I think I know where the key card is. Hang on, I will put the phone down. No, it's not where I thought it was. Hello?
Yes.
I don't know. I would drape a sheet out the window and you could find me, but it's in the toilet.
I don't know where you're at. I don't know what room you're in. Nothing.
And see, the biggest I can
Why
see.
Why did you stick the sheet in the toilet?
Because it needed. It was. I put hot mustard sauce. I dripped it on there.
Okay. Why you couldn't wash it in the sink?
Because the sink water doesn't swirl like toilet water.
Yeah, but why would you stick it in the toilet, bro?
Because it swish.
You done clogged up the whole... You may have clogged up the whole building.
No, see... that's water coming up again. Oh, no.
And you can't get the sheet out of the toilet?
No, I think I flushed it too many times and it sucked it in.
So please stop flushing it.
I'm trying to make the water go down because I can't swim.
Yeah, but the thing is clogged up in it.
And I can't swim, and the water has to go down. I'm not flushing
it. Okay.
You are
flushing it.
You told me to stop flushing it, so I stopped.
What room are you in?
I don't know how to tell you what room I'm in.
Stop flushing it!
Huh? I didn't flush it. I'm looking for the card key.
Oh, my God. I can hear the toilet flushing, bro. I'm not stupid.
No, it's in the bathroom. I'm by the bed.
Bro, stop flushing it!
I didn't do it. Hang on.
So who else is doing it?
I'm by myself.
So then you're flushing it.
I moved back. All right. I'm in the bathroom. Hey, I'm gonna put the phone down in here.
Stop flushing it!
Flush it and what?
Sir, what room are you in?
I'm looking for the key card. It might be in the bathroom here. It might be in here. Hang on. I gotta do something.
Yeah, you keep flushing it!
Flush, you want me to flush it? Hang on.
I said do not flush the toilet.
But you just told me to.
Oh, my God. D'Angelo! What room are you in?
I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah, but what room? What room is your room, sir?
I asked you like several times, how do I find out? And you won't help me.
You have a key card with the number on the room.
Oh. I think I found it.
You have a door. You have a front door. Look at the front door.
Hang on.
Put the number on the door.
I think I found the key card. No, that's the toilet.
Oh, my God.
I just don't know how to help you. Are you okay? The sign on the door is missing. I don't even see it anymore.
There's a door number on the door.
Yeah, I'm looking out front of the bathroom door, then the back of the bathroom door.
Not the bathroom door, sir. Not the bathroom door. The outside door, the one that you come in and out.
Oh shit! I just remembered where the key card is. It's in the toilet with the sheets. It was in the sheets when I put them in. And somebody left the sink on in here too. My feet are wet. These are my lucky.
No, your feet is wet because you keep flushing the toilet.
These are my lucky socks. I'm never gonna get the job now. I'm gonna try flushing and pulling the sheet at the same time.
No, bro, don't do that. Just pull the sheet out.
All right.
Flush it.
I'm trying to figure the logistics of this. I flush and pull with the
other hand. Bro, do not flush the toilet. Oh, my God. Bro, you need to find out what room you're in.
Oh, fuck, I fell. Hey, you know the TV in the room?
Oh, do we have a TV in the room?
No, I say you remember the TV is supposed to be in the room?
Yeah, the TV's supposed to be in the room.
It's broke.
Oh, my God. What room are you in?
Hang on, I got pressing matters. Hang on. Oh, and there they go. He's coming up to the room. And somehow somehow Skype rebooted but still kept me in the call.
Oh, cool.
How fucking weird is that? Fucking Skype, man.
Great, man.
I literally just rejoined the call, but I was still in the call.
Oh, cool. Good recovery, man. Hook, line, and sinker. Boy, they bought that shit. That guy was pissed.
Man, I haven't had a good toilet flushing reaction in a long time.
Yeah, I was saying the same thing.
I was losing my fucking shit. Like, it was getting to a point I wasn't going to be able to keep that character going because he was flipping out every fucking push of that toilet button. He was, stop flushing. Where the fuck is Angelo?
Good call, Big Dwayne. Good call.
Oh, fuck.
calling Days Inn. How may I help?
Hey, I'm in my room, and I have a problem with the toilet.
What's wrong with it?
I put my man tampon in there, and now it's all water coming up.
What's your room number?
I'm having my menstrual cycle, and I had to change it out.
What's your room number?
Where do I find it? I've been drinking. I'm going to need some help. I'm going to need some hand. See, I flush it, and the water goes up and out of the toilet.
All right. What's your room number, sir?
Where do I find that information for you, sir? Let me tell you, Jack Daniels, the people get it, they say it's a hard liquor, but it is hardly making my night worse.
Hello?
Yeah, where I don't understand where I find the room number.
Look on your card.
Let me pull it out here. Do you want
the paper I gave you the
Do you want the expiration date, or what do you want off of this card?
Huh?
You want? I've got it. It's right here. Like,
no, I mean, just tell me what's your room number.
It's a Visa. It's 45.
Sir, not your
32.
Sir.
Yeah.
Not your actual card, not your bank card, sir.
It's credit card. It's
not
a Visa.
Your credit card, sir. Your
4537386.
Okay. Is the room your room number is on your door?
All right.
So could you just open the door and look outside? You'll see your number?
Absolutely. 100%. Let me open this. Hang on. Let me put my shoes on because I don't want to hurt myself. Which door? The bathroom door or...
Where? No, not the bathroom door. Your front door. To enter the room.
Oh, that door. Sure. All right.
Yeah. Hello?
I made a terrible mistake.
What's wrong with you, sir?
I fell.
You hurt yourself?
No. I've got so much titanium in me, nothing could hurt me.
Okay.
Where
is your room key?
It's by the remote. Hang on. I'm gonna go sit down.
Where is the piece of paper you got the room key in?
It's by the room. I just sat on the remote of the TV.
Yeah, your room number is supposed to be on.
Hang on, the TV. I sat on the remote. Now the TV turned on. Hang on. All right, let me go. Yeah. Where is this car? Where is this room? The TV is happening. The TV gets louder. Yeah, I don't know. Why is it so loud? Is this CNN?
Fuck yeah.
What is this? The TV's on.
Come all over you.
The TV's on. I dropped the remote. I don't understand. So what did you call for? What do you need?
Alright, hold on, sir.
You need something? Who is this? Hello? I don't understand at all. This guy called my room and put me on hold? The balls on this guy?
Hello?
I have a problem in my room.
What happened?
I was in my room and I was using the bathroom, you know, the toilet. I've been drinking, I'm sorry. But some man opened my door and came in my room. He sat on my lap and pooped.
Which hotel are you in? What is your hotel name?
Where's the Hotel Inn on 185th Street.
185th? What is the hotel name?
Is Bass Western.
Are you in shelter?
Yeah.
What is the room number?
I don't know, but the guy came in, he sat on my lap, and he pooped.
Okay, I'm just giving you a call to the supervisor. Speak with the lady.
No, I don't talk to women unless I'm going to fornicate with them. I don't waste my breath on women that aren't going to put out.
Just be in line.
Uh-oh. I feel obligated. Sir? Sir? Hello?
Just be in line.
Hang on. Hey, can you tell that kid in the background to shut the fuck up?
Just be in line, boss.
All right, homeboy. I'll get my own kid. Hang on, cuzzo.
What's the room number?
I don't know. 215.
215?
Yeah, see that? And there's a baby. There's a baby in the toilet. There's a baby in the toilet.
Yeah.
There's a baby.
Are you in Best Western?
Yeah, there's a baby in the toilet.
Okay. Security staff, they're coming upstairs.
I'm flushing the baby. I'm flushing the baby.
You're flushing the baby?
Yeah, the baby is going down the toilet.
What baby?
This baby. The baby that's making the pfft sounds and poo-poo caca. See, I flush it.
215, security staff is coming to 215.
I don't know.
Right a minute.
No, tell him to stay the fuck out.
What the fuck you are saying, man? Just listen to the orders. Get calm down.
No. You tell them stay the fuck out.
Then don't call us.
Stay the
Close
fuck.
Close the fuck the call.
Stay the fuck out.
Thank you for calling the King. How may I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
I have a problem with a shower, the bathtub shower.
Okay, well, I don't have maintenance here, unfortunately. There's
yeah,
no maintenance.
Well,
at night.
It's plugged up because I'm drunk and I pooped in the bathtub, and now poop water going over the side.
All right, you'll have to clean it.
I can't because when I flush the bathtub, see, I'm flushing the bathtub. And
you can't
keeps,
flush the bathtub.
I'm flushing the bathtub right now. What do you mean?
What are you flushing the bathtub with?
I pushed the lever down. Watch.
You're talking about the toilet, not the bathtub.
No, this is bathtub. And now the water comes.
So you pooped in the bathtub, and now you're trying to flush it.
Yeah. Because the water is not going down.
Of course, it's not going to go down because you pooped in the bathtub.
It's going up now.
Yeah, of course it's going to go up, and it's going to keep going up if you keep doing that.
Keep doing
what?
What
room are you in?
Keep doing what?
Flushing it.
Flush
what
it?
What room are you in?
Hang on, I'll flush
what
it.
Room
I'll,
are
I'll
you
flush,
in?
I'll flush it. Here.
What room are you in?
Are you happy now? Where do I find that, what room I'm in?
Look at your key card.
It's in the other room. Hang on. I feel like the goddamn Titanic. All this water in here. Yeah.
What's your last name? What's your last name?
Last name is Johnson. I got poo water on my feet. Hang it. The thing is in the other. Hang on. Yeah, I flush it.
Leave it alone. Stop flushing it.
I didn't flush
Mr.
it.
Mr. Johnson, I can't find you on the register. What room are you in?
I didn't flush it.
What room are you in?
I rented this room. Church people rented it, so I get off the street for the night, and they gave me $20, and I bought alcohol with it instead of getting food.
Okay, but what room are you in?
The bathroom.
No, what's your room number?
I don't. Where do I find out where that is?
Look outside your door.
Okay. I'm looking out the window, but I don't see anything.
I don't need you to look out of the window. You're not going to find your room number there. I need you to look outside your door.
Okay.
For the room number.
All right.
But don't lock the door. Forget it. Don't do anything.
Hang on. I don't see anything outside the bathroom. Hang on, I got pressing business. I'm just going to pee on the floor because there's already water in here.
Don't pee on the floor. Pee in the toilet.
I'm going to pee on the floor.
You're okay, I need to know what room you're in. Hang on.
Right on the floor. That's where it belongs.
You peed on the floor?
Yeah.
Why did you pee on the floor when there's a bathroom?
There's already water on the floor, and you're going to have to clean it up anyways.
Yeah, but you don't pee on the floor.
But it...
I need to know what room you are in.
Hang on. I have pressing matters. I don't understand. Like, when I do this, it's supposed to go down.
Listen, I need to know your room number. What is your room number?
Wait a minute. I called to ask for help, not to be on the phone with a woman asking me where I'm at so she can try to take all my goodies. Listen.
I'm not trying to take your goodies. I'm trying to help you.
I'm not sexually attracted to you.
And I'm not to you either.
I want you to know that number one.
Get you what you need.
I was letting you know that number one.
Okay, goodbye.